Calling all detectives. On a southern cruise, there were two names not on the passenger list. And one of them was death. That is the situation on this page from my casebook. The casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. A private detective like me, Jerry Browning, has yet to find a case that's smooth sailing. I stood on Mason Street looking into the window of the Burnham Travel Bureau. It was filled with trim models of cruise ships and pictures of peaceful tropic islands. But suddenly a riot broke loose inside the store. Well, I can never resist a fight, so I went inside.
Are you going to tell me where she is, or do I have to wreck the place?
I could see that this character wasn't kidding. He was aiming a flower pot straight at the window, so I stepped up to him. Let go of the hard right, and the one-man riot collapsed on the floor. The manager of the bureau came panting over to me.
Sir, you saved my life. This man is a desperate maniac.
I looked down at the maniac, and then looked again. The man I'd knocked out was Whitfield Ambrose III, rich and spoiled, but no wild man. I shook my head at the manager. You don't need the police. I'm a private detective. I can handle this. Ambrose was coming out of it.
Private detective? That's just what I need. Come on. The trouble is Marilyn, my fiancée. We got into a quarrel about my drinking and my friends. She told me she was going away, taking one of the cruises to Nassau. Please find her, Browning. Tell her I'm a reformed character.
Why don't you tell her?
She wouldn't believe me. Besides, I can't locate her. The travel bureau wouldn't tell me anything. That's why I was breaking up the joint.
Well, okay, I'll try to find her. In order to keep you from landing in jail. A society playboy hired me to persuade his runaway fiancée to return. I had no trouble learning that Marilyn Barton had booked passage for Nassau on the SS Alhambra. But a radiogram to the ship brought no answer. That's why I was at the airport where Whitfield Ambrose had chartered a plane for me.
No, I love her! I'll never take another drink again, if she'll come back.
Okay, I'll do my best. So long. At Nassau, I went straight to the Kingsway Hotel, where all the cruise passengers from the SS Alhambra were registered. But Ral Winston, the assistant manager, told me, "I'm sorry, Mr. Browning, Miss Marilyn Barton isn't registered here." That's funny. Could she have remained on the ship? Winston shrugged. "It's possible. As a matter of fact, I came out on the Alhambra. I recall Miss Barton's name on the passenger list, but I never saw her on board." "Thanks. I'll check with the captain of the ship." I had no trouble getting aboard the cruise ship, for I had a talk with Captain Clark.
"This is embarrassing, Mr. Browning. Miss Barton's name is on the passenger list. My impression is that she was aboard, but there have been so many mix-ups this trip. My purser was taken ill off the coast of Florida, and we left him in a hospital there. And frankly, the passenger list won't be of any help."
I asked Captain Clark about the radio message we'd sent to the ship. We checked on that with Sparks, the ship's wireless officer.
"I took the message to a cab and left it there, sir."
That's all we could get out of him, so we tried another angle. We went to Marilyn's stateroom. It was an expensive cabin with a lot of good-looking luggage in a corner. If Marilyn had waltzed away from this, she'd done it in a big hurry. And maybe not of her own free will. I was just pointing that out to Captain Clark when Sparks came dashing down the corridor.
"Captain! Come quickly, sir. I found the young lady. She's dead."
Marilyn Barton's body, dressed in a shimmering, sequin-covered evening gown, was lying at the bottom of a lifeboat. "How did you happen to discover it, Sparks?"
"It was the way the canvas covering was tacked on. If Captain hadn't called me to this deck, I might never have seen it." "Well, what now, sir? Do I radio ashore for help?"
I didn't let Captain Clark answer. "Yeah. call the harbor police and inform the Kingsway Hotel to have all its guests from the Alhambra assemble in the main lounge and wait for me. They didn't have long to wait. I went ashore, phoned Ambrose, and broke the sad news to him. Then I started interviewing the passengers. The Alhambra crew members were automatically eliminated because every one of them, from Captain Clark on down, would have replaced the canvas on that lifeboat properly. I was sure that the killer was in that passenger group. Or was he? I acted on an impulse, checked the passenger list once again. Mr. Winston? Jerry Browning, may I come in? Come in, Mr. Browning. Is there something I can do for you? Yeah. You told me that you came across on the Alhambra, yet your name wasn't on the passenger list. Also, you knew Miss Barton's name was on that passenger list, even though you didn't see her. Which leads me to think you were up to some funny business on board. Like, for example, intercepting radiograms. He went for me, then just as suddenly stepped back. This is absurd, Mr. Browning. Sorry I lost my head. But you shouldn't make implied accusations. I was playing a hunch. Now look, Winston, this can be bad for you, unless you're honest with me. For instance, you sneaked on board just before sailing time the first night, didn't you? Yes. I had reason for leaving the States quietly. But that doesn't involve me with Miss Barton's death. Not if you stay truthful. Now think. You did see Miss Barton that first night, didn't you? Careful, Winston. Your life may depend on your answer. Yes, I did see her. I was in trouble. Came aboard just before sailing time. Saw Miss Barton on deck in evening clothes. A dress with some kind of spangles. Sequins, I guess you call them. That's right. And I called you a murderer. You're under arrest. He confessed. But not until we tracked him back and proved that he was wanted for embezzlement. That he'd obtained his job at the hotel under a false name. Why did he kill Marilyn Barton? Because she recognized him as one of the rough characters her ex-fiancé Ambrose had been running with. Knew that she'd expose him. That's why he killed her. Drugged the purser and intercepted the radiogram. A desperate man trying to avoid prison. But he made one big mistake. When he claimed to see Marilyn in evening dress the first night out. Because nobody wears evening dress the first night out on a ship. Like I said, no case is smooth sailing. But when a criminal embarks on murder, he's bound to be sunk.